welcome to the Side Off Live. Game on and the game is on. Now, all around the game is on because there's live football at this time. Two teams are trying to qualify for Euro 2024. France's game against Ireland has just come alive. Kylian Mbappe captaining his side for the second time since he got the armband officially. My name is Chuma Nali and my man Chigozie Brownish joins me for tonight's Game On. Happy success of the Super Eagles to you, Brownish. Good evening.
Good evening. I think the last time we were opportune to be here, I think it was just after, you know, Super Eagles had just lost their game, or maybe it was the day before.
It was Friday, guys. That was Tony Dem.
Either way, it's good news and great. I'm so happy. I'm ecstatic, in fact. To say the least, about, you know, just the way that the Super Eagles managed to win. I'm not happy about the working that they put in because I feel like it should have been better, but I am happy that they got the win. And regardless, a win is a win, and hopefully moving on, the team gets more comfortable with what they are required to do and how they are required to play, and then we can also see better results and better gameplay from the Super Eagles.
A win is a win.
In it.
Yeah, you talk more. But yeah, again, we've won, and it wouldn't make us throw under the carpet our criticism towards the man Peseiro or the team's play and all of those things that we thought could have been better. The fact that we won the game will not make us forget about those things, but at least the joy of winning is something that you wouldn't want to throw out of the window, because what that has done for us is get us back on track as the top team in Group A of the qualifying race for 2023 AFCON that will happen in January 2024. So 9 points for the Super Eagles over Guinea-Bissau, who are second best on the standings in that group with 7 points. And there's two more matches to come for our national team before the end of the qualifying series for that continental fiesta. Moses Simon scored the only goal of the game from the penalty spot in the 30th minute of the game. If you missed out on that, at least it's important we bring that to you. I'll run through the results of other matches that have taken place around Africa today before I go to the phone lines to get more of your thoughts and feeling around Nigeria's win over Guinea-Bissau. Angola 1, Ghana 1 is one of those results from Group E. And the Central African Republic beat Madagascar by 2-0. In Group D, Ethiopia will be up against Guinea by 8 p.m. And in Group F, Nigeria Republic eventually lost to Algeria by 0-0. Baghdad Buneja scored the only goal of that game for the 2019 African champions in Algeria. Mm-hmm. And in Group G, South Sudan lost to Congo by 0-0. And again, just to paraventure, when I said in Algeria, you now start thinking that the game was in Algeria. I meant in the context of he scored the goal for the 2019 AFCON champions, who happened to be Algeria, yeah? But it was Nigeria Republic who hosted that game, and the North Africans went away from home to win by 0-0, just like the Super Eagles did away from home too in Bissau at the Estadio Nacional. Someone say Estadio Nacionale. And yeah, that's it. So that's it as two games around Africa for today in the race for the AFCON. There's one more to come tonight I haven't spoken about yet, and that's Sudan against Gabon. That's going to be up and running by 9 p.m. our time. Back to the Super Eagles now. Beyond the goal scored from the penalty spot by Moses Simon because of some good play by the man sporting jersey number 2 for the Super Eagles in Osayi Samuel, who plays for Fenerbahce. The other best chance we had to scoring a second goal in the game fell towards the path of Victor Osimhen. He put the ball beyond the goalkeeper of Guinea-Bissau in Jonas Mendes, but unfortunately for him, the goalkeeper's best friend, the right-hand side of that Guinea-Bissau goalpost, stopped the ball from getting to the back of the net, so we had to settle for a 1-0 victory. Brownish, just before we bring in the listener again to keep sharing their thoughts with us, now, one of the biggest complaints all over social media now after that win for Nigeria is what people perceive as the selfishness of some of our players. Samuel Chukwueze several times should have passed the ball, he didn't. And when he tried to take shots on goal by himself, it was wayward shots more often than not. Same thing with Moses Simon too. And some people are feeling, is this a competition of who shines brightest, or is it just a coaching issue where he's not able to harness the quality of the individuals and make them play as a team? What do you think?
Well, in my opinion, I don't think it's a coaching issue. I feel like the players themselves are problematic. In the sense that if at this stage of your career, you don't know when to make a right decision on who to pass a ball to or when to shoot, I think you're a problem. And these players are senior players. Chukwueze by now is a senior player.
Yeah, true.
Moses Simon is a senior player. You know, we can see these things. And it's like you're not taking full advantage of the wins that you can get. For example, one of Chukwueze's wayward shots, Osimhen had gotten into position. And it seems like maybe it could also be a tactical issue.
Oops.
But it seems like our team is not geared to play with a center forward. And that's what we have. We have a traditional center forward in Victor Osimhen, right? More often than not, our deliveries into the box are sloppy. You know, that's when we even decide to deliver into the box. More often than not, Chukwueze and Moses Simon would decide that they want to, instead of getting to the byline to try and whip a crossing, they would decide that they want to cut back on their left or dribble. And when they cut back on either their left or right, respectively, for Chukwueze and Moses Simon, they are always thinking about taking a shot, right? They won't even think about, and it makes them predictable. So all they have to do is put bodies on the line. When you could literally just, we have two center forwards. When it was Osimhen and Onuachu, they were not, we had to rely on the left back and the right back, to actually be playing in crosses. When we've got players who have the quality that can whip those balls in. And when they do get the ball into the byline, then comes another problem, decision making. They don't know when to play a cutback and they don't know when to whisk the ball across the 6-yard areas for somebody at the far post to get a tap in. So I think it's not a matter of coaching solely. I think it's a matter of lack of quality in our in just the thought process. It's almost like,
all right, let's get this quality out. We'll be back. God bless you too, Humble Smith. I know he's dropped a new single. I should be checking that out myself in a bit. Welcome back to Game On. It's brought to you by Femi and the Gang. It's on Nigeria Info. My name is Chuman Noli and I'm in here with my man Chigozie Brownish. Yeah, aka The Voice, like THE space voice, different from The Voice of Anthony, which is DEVOYCE. Shout out to YC, by the way. Yeah, Jagaban of the things. Okay, that's the song of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before that commercial break, my man Brownish was speaking, really, just talking about the fact that we shouldn't make excuses of what is seen seemingly as perhaps selfishness from some of our players. We shouldn't put the blame on the coach. And he was trying to give me reasons why, as much as the coach is in charge of proceedings, normally why these players need to take responsibility themselves too. Yeah, that's what you were telling me, or wasn't it, Brownish?
Yep.
And I had to cut you short a bit. I know you were wrapping up your thoughts too.
Yeah, but like I was just saying that, I mean, it's a bit of both. I think the players also need to know what they are doing and get the basics down. I didn't see any basics today. Their passes were overhit. The same thing I saw in the first leg was the same thing I saw in the second leg. The only difference was that we got a penalty this time. The passes are being overhit. Not good enough vision. It's either they are late passes or the passes are too early, or, you know, their tackles are incredibly dangerous in dangerous areas that with a more advanced team we would definitely suffer. It's just a very disorganized and discombobulated team, to be honest.
It don't vex Brownish at this time. All right, your thoughts are coming through on social media too. At Yinka Tinoade says, sight of Passiero running onto the pitch in jubilation after the final whistle really got to me. We've taken some things for granted, really. I think his point is, you beat Guinea-Bissau 1-0, what are you celebrating? In a game where you were not really that dominant. So he feels that the standards have dropped in Nigeria, that things are so bad that we now celebrate beating Guinea-Bissau where and when we did not play good enough football. His thoughts, that is. Well, at Marshall Aloy, responding to that post, well done to our team. I can see the hand of Ayo and Hodovai around that tweet. And the question on the Nigeria Info Twitter handle is, are you impressed with Nigeria's performance, you know, with that 1-0 win over Guinea-Bissau? And more responses from you are coming in, like this one from Marshall Aloy, also on Twitter, who says, why will I be satisfied when their performance is below par? I beg to be precise, what is really working in Nigeria? Nothing though, just the result is manageable. Veshima T says, this coach won't take the Super Eagles anywhere. And for Jimo underscore Mukadas, your words are, now rubbish then play. Oh, if it wasn't for the penalty, the match could have ended in a stalemate. Back to WhatsApp now for more of your thoughts and comments on the Game On Show with Femi and the gang. Please, look at Morocco. Shame to Nigeria. That's a message from Michael. on WhatsApp. And he says, good evening, everyone. Is there, please, what's the score between Nigeria and Guinea-Bissau? Well, Nigeria beat Guinea-Bissau by a goal to nothing. Good evening. My name is Samo from Ikorodu. I hope Nigeria wins. All right, he sent this earlier while we're still running commentary for the game. And well, the good thing is Nigeria found a way to win. So at least it's now one win in five matches for the Super Eagles after we lost four games in succession. At least defeat and losing is not an obsession. It looks like we're coming back with the right procession now. And I hope that we can sustain this winning session. Over now to you through the phone line so we could wrap things up around our discussion around the 1-0 victory for the Super Eagles. We were here to bring to you the game live, and we have gotten so many of your thoughts from after 5 p.m. till this time. And there's still more to come on Game On beyond the Super Eagles. E.g., France are playing against Ireland now, and it's 0-0 after just over 18 minutes of football in that away fixture for Kylian Mbappe's team. Yeah, just about 17 minutes of football has been played there. 0700 993 993 993. That's a number for everybody, as I love to say. The one that just narrows down the thoughts to only the female callers is 01465 7190. 01465 7190. Enough of my talking. It is time for you to also show some walking on this Game On show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. This is Joshua calling from First Start.
Great to hear from you, Joshua. Hello,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good to hear from you.
This is Joshua calling from First Start. If I were a coach, all those boys, I would just drop them because they play nothing.
Wow.
They are not creative at all. Hello?
Yeah, so you're not impressed at all with that performance?
Yeah, they're not. That's my
truth. All right, thank you so much for your thoughts. And this man says, I go drop everybody. I know they play well at all. Good evening.
Mama, quiet everybody.
Hi, good evening. Oh, I think that connection just went dead on arrival. Well, there's a chance for revival for you. Just keep trying, okay? The numbers have different branches, like this branch, which is line one. Welcome.
Hello.
Your life in Nigeria info.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Bryce.
Good evening.
Yeah, I like company anyway. It is that to me, I think that's a different view.
Oh
of
my
course,
God, the connection.
I will blame.
I'm so sorry. Call us back if you can, okay? That line has an issue, so we're struggling to hear you. Sorry about that. Try again, okay? Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, Chuma is the name. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Peter.
Peter, good to hear from you. Brownish is saying,
I
didn't hear my answer. We're trying.
That man called David. I don't know.
Brownish this time around. David is off.
Brownish. Yeah. I don't know where he went. Is he not been singing again?
You've not heard his latest rap verse on our new song.
Nigeria info is going away, so I don't. I just maintain myself like that.
What
happened? Where have you been?
I've been around, though.
No, you've been silent for a very long time on this sport matter. Abon Daniel is trying to take you to somewhere. I don't like it. I know the whole thing. See, don't worry.
The whole thing.
Brownish
is
maintain
a busy
our course. Eh?
Brownish is a busy man with so many things that he does.
Things, advert everything he did there.
You know,
I don't know.
Because he's a fantastic.
I need your money.
Mr. Peter, you want to speak about the Super Eagles?
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
My grandson. Look. I didn't watch the match purposely.
Mm.
Yes, I didn't watch.
Okay.
Because we have not gotten to this Guinea. Bissau. Oh, God. See, with the celebration. Waiting do us. Well, who do us like this? In those days, you know, I don't old, though. 80s, when they watch Nigerian football. We know in those days. Now, we in those days, the young fans watch Calabar Rovers. You understand?
Yeah.
So now we have gotten to a point that we have to celebrate with let me just, I don't want to use one word, epidactic. Celebrate one. And that one goal that was called a penalty. There's something wrong with us. And our players are not committed. They are after their legs, they will reserve their legs so that they take it and go back to go and play and collect their pounds and euros and go away. That's the problem. And you coach, this play as you go coach, you guys brought.
As you go.
Don't ask me. Because, look, there's nothing wrong with us. It's just the commitment. Our players, we're not committed.
Okay, all right. So you think that we're not getting
thank you
from them because they're not committed in?
I rest my case.
Okay, I take your case, son. You've rested it. Thank you for your thoughts, Mr. Peter. Let's go over to Femi Omotayo, who's calling us from out of Nigeria through Skype. Femi? Are you there, Femi? Or did I just somehow mistakenly get that off instead of getting it on? Femi, call me back if you can, okay? Sorry about that. Hi, good evening. Welcome. Your life on Game On. Maybe not with that terrible sound. Bad stuff. Bele, bele. Try again. Oh, line 3 also acting up too. Let's give line 6 a chance now. One try. Better. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
My voice be like man or better be woman.
You know be woman. I know woman voice where be man. Like,
I want to remain anonymous.
All right, sorry. Sorry, that's the line for our female callers, not you, okay? Sorry about that. Femi Omotayo is back again through Skype. Femi, good evening, or do I say good afternoon, good morning, which one?
Hello, Chuma. Is it good evening? Yeah, good evening to you guys, right?
That's in Nigeria, but where are you, and what is it in your
time? I'm in Dallas, Texas, right now.
So good afternoon to you in Dallas.
And it's good afternoon, yeah, it's 2:10, right? It's 10 in the afternoon.
All right, Femi, welcome.
Pesaro said he wants to win the Nations Cup, right?
Well, that's somebody what Nigerians expect from him too.
Yeah, somebody needs to wake him up from that sleep. I don't think we are ready. We have a long way to go.
Wow.
We have a really long way to go. There's no gel, there's no identity within our team. So there's no way you can bring for the Nations Cup where you have strong teams like Morocco, Senegal, and the like. That's what I have to say. Can I keep you something about the NBA?
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, for the NBA, I think to the Lakers fan, I'm sorry, this Lakers team does not look like a team that's going to win the championship. So that's what I have to tell them. Because I remember the beginning of the season when you guys started this courtside, a lot of your guys said they were tipping the Lakers as one of the favorites. They are not part of that favorite. When you have top teams like Memphis and the likes, it's going to be very tough. It's going to be an interesting playoffs. Thank you so much, Chuan.
Thank
that's
you
what
so
I have
much,
to say.
Femi. Good to hear from you from the USA, okay? Have a fantastic evening ahead.
So what Femi was saying was that in the US, in the NBA, Memphis, they pick.
Memphis Grizzlies, I mean. Mm-hmm. And he should be a Maverick, really, because he stays in Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. And but I said they know the dollars.
Unagi.
Two more calls and then we can switch to more things for you on Game On here on Nigeria. Welcome.
Hello, good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening.
Can you hear me very well?
We can. What's your name, please?
I'm Ezedun from Surulere.
Welcome, Ezedun.
Thank you very much. Chuma, you cannot celebrate the win.
Okay.
Yesterday, after I made a good point on the way to go for Super Eagles, and I made reference to the terrible state of Super Eagles to Liverpool. Because of that, somebody wanted to profile me as an ethnic chauvinist. But I am never an ethnic person. But Chum, having said that, you see, our problem, if a team is not doing well, if a team is not playing well,
okay,
it is the coach.
Okay.
If there is no discipline in a team, the person to inculcate it is the coach. Even if when a player is not sharp, a good coach can sharpen that player.
Okay.
If you employ a coach who doesn't have a plan of play, who is clueless, such a coach can only depend on the individual ability of the players.
And that is not what we desire now. What we desire now to rebuild the supply goals is a quality Nigerian coach that will discipline these guys and bring out their best.
All right.
Pesiro should not take supply goals to the Sun Cup. It's a total disaster. And Nigeria Info, Finland Gang should demand for it. The reform that should demand, the reform that we need must come from Philly and the gang.
Okay.
Let us demand for it. It's in total shambles, terrible nature.
Thank you, Isidum. Thank you for speaking to us. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Well, I greet you, people.
We greet you too.
It's complete.
Okay.
I want to start from where Ezekiel stopped. Shout out to Ezekiel. Nigeria team lacks cohesion and they lack unity. 2 years ago, they play. There was a time when he's supposed to pass to Osimhen 2 times. Are you hearing me? So they need cohesion and discipline. They can never survive except you have unity. 2 years they want to be playing like Ajay Robin. Ajay Robin have patented his dribbling. Oh, they will dribble. So they'll be waiting for him. Another one, that was gatekeeper. I wish that I will return back from retirement. Now, also, I'll give me hypertension.
Wow.
On 2018, Nigeria Argentina match. Nigeria, thank God, say, as I go 1 point today, I carry my 1.5 liter water. Chill wow. If I don't say, I don't think happen for the enemy.
God forbid. God forbid.
So, and another one, if they want players, let them go to Kotre on that bridge, Songo. I will give them 22 players. All thank right. you very much.
Thank you, Kuboko, for speaking to us. Well, it's one of those days where the Super Eagles have won a game, but there are several Nigerians who are not satisfied at all with the performance of the team. I'll take 5 comments on WhatsApp and we're switching to other conversations right here on Game On. Yeah, just to let you know, it's your Island Neil, France Neil, after 28 minutes in this qualifying game for Euro 2024. Poland are in action against Albania in another game that's live now. We've seen almost half an hour of football played over there. And the scoreline remains 0-0. Poland have not been allowed to land by the Albania side. Robert Lewandowski is on the field of play for the Polish side, but they haven't scored yet. More scorelines to share with you. The Netherlands lead Gibraltar by 1-0. And that goal is one that has come in time for the Dutch to have the advantage in the game after 26 minutes of play. Elsewhere is Republic of Ireland 0, France 0, that one I mentioned to you earlier. Moldova 0, Czech Republic 0, and Austria trail 0-1 against Estonia. Estonia leading away from home. Switzerland 0, Azerbaijan 0 is another current scoreline. All the games came alive from 7:45 p.m. our time, including Hungary against Bulgaria. And these guys are really hungry, brownish. Hungary have scored 2 goals after just 27 minutes. They lead 2-0.
Yeah, very. Yeah, in fact, they should change their listening name to starving. Because they are just eating people up. It's not fair, to be honest. Hungary, calm down. It's just Bulgaria. You see, Hungary, they went and pair Hungary with people that their names are like bugger. Can you imagine? What do you expect will happen before?
Exactly. Exactly, not exactly now.
Exactly.
Okay, let's take it to even higher pedestals. The excitement for you here on Nigeria Info. I saw Anton Griezmann. I was wondering if they were going to substitute him so early. He was giving somebody a high five with his two hands. Okay, I think it was just him appreciating a teammate of his and not him being taken out of the field of play so early in the game, because we've only seen half an hour football played in that game involving Republic of Ireland and France, with Kylian Mbappe as the captain of the French side. Yeah, it's still Game On with Femi and the gang, and we certainly are hitting your airwaves with a bang. Well, when you do well, ladies will be like, come, let me give you a hug, let me give you a kiss. Brownish, this is for you from the ladies. It's from Wande Co. We'll be back.
It's Wande Co.
After this song.
Whoa, say that you go drop me your number, cause I know they feel they shun the pop by the wonder. Hey, now your back a boom boom, you the conquer. Look, see, I know they get no younger, so I they want friendship way the longer. With me today, tomorrow I go be stronger. Girl, I they want chop, you be my hunger. I see if I'm playing with you, but the words I'm saying is true. Woman, I know they tell no lie, but I know they play my love is for two. I be you, go be my girl, where I will surely take you there. How you they rock my world, that they make, I they ask you say no.
I hear you say I do. Make you know the fear I go there by you. Girl, to the end of time it's true. I'll be you, go be my boo. All I wanna hear you say I do. Make you know the fear I go there by you. Girl, to the end of time it's true. I'll be you, go be my boo.
Make me do like Ray Charles. Want to be like Stevie Wonder. You know I'm like thunder to thunder. This nigga is the bumper to bumper. Hey, you see where I'm from. WC, I'm from Nigeria. All my innocent and our criteria. We is to like bacteria. Hey, where I did for Ghana. Where exactly Natama. Where are we going? I'm rocking with R2B from Ghana. I try, we did for time. They say WC a hammer. Hey, where they say we are WC. I'm on this and I bumper to bumper. Yes, I be the number one, number dagger, dagger. I got see that swagger, swagger. And I de reggae de raga. I wanna reggae de raga. People de swagger, swagger, de maga. Chai, nah who, bunny maga. Nah who, bunny maga. Money talo normal. Before they start to call me, before they start to call me. Hey, money talo normal. Before they start to call me, bama bama. Let me your shama, oh, oh, lama. So the ginger me don't, chai. Like, pay me, would you pay me? Why get me, would you get me? If you then double dare me, I'll kiss you double dare me. You hear me and you hear me. You love me when you hear me. I'll kiss you double dare me. I'll kiss you, so baby, just allow me to kiss your hand. Be a man, you know I understand. Yeah, yeah, allow me to kiss your hand. Be a man, you know I understand. Yeah.
Yo, I said beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Like your life is in the hands of Jehovah. Make we marry, you know we getting older. I go bodyguard you, I go be your soldier. And I heard you like Casanova, the way that guys are sober. So I'm like, hold up, enjoy the roller coaster. Smooth sailing, no imposter. Then move, dance to the groove hard. Make you know they lose God. One day go talk, Orobatoba. Orobatoba. Sa, boom, dia, sa. Fed and a hundred boopa, yen a pet a one saw, cassa four cassa, but wouldn't be a piaka. How to beat them WCs, you know we no easy. Pop up something, like it be a beat, girl no lunting. I like your feet, nobody be fronting. What's that, that's a weedy?
Just allow me to kiss your hand. Be a man, you know I understand. Yeah, yeah, allow me to kiss your hand. Yeah, I go there by you. Girl, to the end of time, it's true. I'll be you, go be my boo. All I wanna hear you say, I do. Make you know the fear, I go there by you. Girl, to the end of time, it's true. I'll be you, go be my boo.
So one day go, Mohi. Now do the beat, oh. Now kill me, do the beat.
Let you
do the beat.
R2 Peace.
Yo, man, I'm having fun.
WC 99.3 Nigeria, and from Brownish was like, Chuma, you don't need rap. And I'm like, Brownish, I'm not as good as you are, really. But again, listening to this song takes me back to the fantastic collaboration that we have between the best from Nigeria and the best from Ghana too. And I hope to see even more of these kind of collabos. We've seen some great stuff between Wizkid and R2Bs, and you know, our good guys here doing stuff. Yeah, let me, sorry.
Yeah, in more recent times, we've seen collaborations between Kamido and Mayor Kun. We've seen quite a few. I think we've seen Burner Boy and Black and Black Sheriff as well.
So we've seen
quite a few really interesting collaborations.
Burner Boy, the Sakodi, and the AKA 2.
Oh yeah, that was from South Africa. AKA Wizkid. Ah man. We've seen some really good times. Shout out to AKA. Rest in peace, King.
And shout out to Wande Ko, really, for the longevity.
Holy smokes.
Bro. At this time, we're all dancing to Pekpaso, the one that has here and Olamide on it. And this is Kiss Your Hand that came out like ages ago, bro, and it still makes so much sense today. It's when they call more hits. Now do they beat, oh.
Now kill we do the beat, oh.
Bro.
When we were expecting to hear Don Babaje,
I mean, that would have been
one day. WC.
Indeed. I'm going to tell you about a guy who's been playing the beats for people to sing on it at Tottenham Hotspur shortly. But you know, on WhatsApp, I had said I was going to take five comments so we can move on from the Super Eagles issue. Good evening, Chooms and Brownish. That means if the penalty wasn't awarded to the Super Eagles, that means they won't score. Now, wow. That comment has no name attached to it on WhatsApp. Chuma and Brownish, let the coach mix the team with the very good home-based players. I'm sure home-based players are better than the same foreign ones. Time for us to be steady with local coaches. Samson Ochonogo has that message on WhatsApp. Good evening to you in the studio. This Super Eagles team are not ready yet. I still don't have confidence in the Super Eagles team. If Morocco catch us right now, then go beat us. Oh, Dami Lola from Moe.
Morocco
has
even
that,
plenty.
Bro.
We meet Ghana now like this.
And then Morocco, Nana Magodo, give them, badass boy. We'll sing new song. Add Morocco inside. So straight for Morocco, Nana Magodo.
You
chop Koboko.
Yeah, you go chop Koboko. Straight from Magodo. I'm like, Morocco.
Yeah, I think there was a Morocco somewhere in that song. As in,
I'm not sure if it's Morocco or Morocco or something.
True.
Skibby, you do chop mouth.
I thought it was Morocco ahead with that one. One of the best songs from Nigeria last year, Baddest Boy. Yeah. Skibby and Davido, of course, on that too. From Robert, for the Super Eagles to win today, bet me they will win the World Cup.
That was obviously satire.
This is where someone said, do I look like a joke to you?
Okay. Oh, you now ask the question, are you normal? Excuse me, are you normal?
Normal. Good evening, I'm Mario from Baganda. These are team selection, Avengers Assemble. They just pack players from popular clubs in that team, including people who shouldn't be there. Osayi Samuel was the only player on that pitch today, he says. Yeah, Osayi was the guy who got the penalty for us that was converted by Moses Simon. And he did well with his overlapping runs from that right-hand side of play. Hi everyone, qualifying is a different thing from the main tournament. Though the team played not quite well, when they qualify, they have the talent and experience to win the AFCON.
That's what we do.
Later. Let's appreciate them for winning our ways. Not easy, oh! King Samuel from Ikeja with that one.
That's what we do.
So you know they believe that line. Because you know, so you get some countries true, like Samuel is saying, where for qualification games, then go they shine, e.g. England. When they can't reach the main tournament, they know if you win them. So sometimes maybe you can struggle in qualifiers.
Yeah, but at least England go shine. Tournament. They go shine for the qualification games, right? And when they reach main tournament, they figure like semi-final. Our own qualification, mba. Semi-final, mba. Nothing.
We said the mba. I was like, okay. Well, Tottenham Hotspur.
Lol. The bottlers company of England.
Decade plus, no trophy to show. Coaches upon coaches, the creme de la creme, coaches who have succeeded at the highest level in the past. Pochettino, he don't win something for France with PSG before. Jose Mourinho, two Champions League titles, FC Porto, Inter Milan,
multiple Premier League,
Chelsea, Europa League, Manchester United, Ingo Spurs, Mba, in Brownish's words, Antonio Conte. Scudetto winner with Inter Milan.
After years.
Yeah, I tell you. Winner with Chelsea, Premier League title, Ingo Spurs. Mba. We have the talk around Tottenham Hotspur and who could become the next coach, as we remind you that Conte has parted ways with that side. Apparently, it had to do with that interview he granted after their draw over the last weekend before this last one, yeah? Let's go in for this commercial break. We'll be back to dissect that here on Game On.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's Game On.
Welcome back again. It's Game On. Yeah, Shebere, I still love to say, my man, Bolarinwa Olajide. Yeah, I think he came through with that line that very year. It's a show that's very popular because it has the formula to make your day spectacular. Here we present in English. Sometimes we can also add vernacular. It's meant for you in particular. It's something that happens on the regular. And the good thing is you can be part of it using your cellular. It's brought to you by Femi and the gang. And speaking about your cellular, yeah, we'll go to the phone lines in a bit to keep getting more of your thoughts. My man Brownish is in the building. the rapper, who's always fresh and dapper, you know, gives the ladies sweet juice like a fine wine tapper. He stays, he's going to be soon traveling to London, not the one in Osapa, you know. Like,
I love it. I will in Jesus' name on your label, babe.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just watching that goal from Bukayo Saka, the second goal for England over Ukraine, and you're thinking that's what Samuel Chukwueze should be doing for us.
Actually,
you were saying something about crossing, and Saka basically did both, yeah? The first goal that was scored in the game by Harry Kane was a cross from Saka, from that right hand side with his left foot. The second goal was now him taking a shot by himself and scoring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why should Samuel Chukwueze not be able to do either of these or both of them and be successful at both or either? Anyone?
No,
he wasn't successful with any actually today, unfortunately. However, there's still time for things to be corrected. So please give the guy time, and I'm sure we'll be better off for it as Nigerians, as we keep supporting the number one national team for our country, the Super Eagles. Tottenham Hotspur have fans who supported them through thick and thin, but despite the support, they never win trophy for over 10 years now. It's a problem. They brought in some high-profile managers over the years and still somehow have not been able to get to the echelon of success as a team. The latest is a man who won the Italian Serie A title with Inter, the Premier League title with Chelsea, but at Tottenham got nothing. Over the weekend, we got to hear they had two pathways. No, you might say that right now. Pathways, like Pat, not P-A-T-H. Antonio Conte. And again, you could argue that that was triggered by his comments after Tottenham Hotspur found a way to play out a 3-3 draw against Southampton. Spurs at the point were leading 3-1 in that game, and Southampton came back with goals from Theo Walcott and James Ward-Prowse from the penalty spot. 3-3. And then Conte got so angry that he could not hold his thoughts anymore.
Bestiosity.
I'm telling you, he accused his players of being selfish, just like some of you are pointing towards the direction of some Super Eagles players now.
The problem is that for another time, we show it that we are not a team. We are 11 players that go into the pitch. And I see selfish players. I see players that don't want to help each other, don't put the heart. And first of today, I prefer to hide the situation and to try with to speak, to try to improve the spirit situation with the words, with a lot of situation. Because about tactical or technical aspect, this one situation, the most important thing, if you want to become a strong team, if you want to become competitive, you want to fight to win, is the desire, the fire that you need to have in your eyes, in your heart. And you have to show this in every moment, in every moment. Instead, if I have to compare last season, this season, this season, I think that instead to improve, now we are worse.
Maybe that's the kind of interview Jose Peseiro needs to grant as to the performance of the Super Eagles today. But that interview, though, caused a bit of trouble. And the persons in the hierarchy of Tottenham Hotspur, as much as they haven't told us officially that this is the reason they let him go, but you think that this would have gotten a few people upset in the team because it feels like he's throwing his players under the bus. Again, we're in a world where people want you to sound diplomatic every time, and this man was done with being Mr. Nice Guy. He thought it was high time he said things as he thought they were. And Conte left Tottenham by mutual consent after 16 months in charge of that side. The confirmation coming through yesterday. They're currently fourth best on the table, Tottenham Hotspur, and still in the race to qualify for the UEFA Champions League next season, but will not end their 15th year wait for a trophy this season because they are out of all the cup competitions. Carabao Cup, that was won by Manchester United, knocked out of the FA Cup, knocked out of the UEFA Champions League, fourth in the Premier League, and they cannot win the Premier League this season. So it's going to be another season without a single title after 15 years. Now, Conte's assistant, Christian Stellini, is a man who's now been named as the acting head coach for the rest of the season, and Ryan Mason will be assistant for Stellini. Stellini did steer the club during the period Conte was out when he got a surgery and had to recover And Stellini got some wins, but at the same time, too, they were still inconsistent. They were winning some games, they were losing some games. However, chairman of Spurs, Daniel Levy, in a statement on Sunday evening, said, "We have 10 Premier League games remaining, and we have a fight on our hands for the Champions League place. We all need to pull together. Everyone has to step up to ensure the highest possible finish for our club and amazing, loyal supporters." I'm not going to be here to say how well did he do, how well did he not do. I'm thinking of the future of Tottenham as a team, because, you know, in life it's easy to point fingers at people for being the reason of your reason for your misfortune or anything. But if you know, Truman Nolly, for example, has issues with Brownish, and I'm like, it's because Brownish doesn't like me, it's very annoying. And the same Truman has issues with David, and the same Truman has issues with Emmanuel Eaton, has issues with Samuel. Then at the point, Truman has to look at himself and say, wait, are you sure I'm not this problem? Because how comes everybody's having issues with me? It's not just about them. It should be me, perhaps. And Tottenham Hotspur for 15 years have not won a trophy, despite having some of the highest profile managers in the game. It doesn't get bigger than Jose Mourinho in club football, or does it? You know, of course, Conte too has built a reputation at the highest level as a manager. And you can go on and on with the other names. So Pochettino took them to the UEFA Champions League final. They unfortunately lost in that final to Liverpool. Mourinho led them to the Carabao Cup final. They sacked him just before the final, and they lost, I think, to Manchester City with a new manager. So moving on now, Brownish. They have Stellini, who's going to take charge of things until the end of the season. What do you think, when that season ends and Tottenham are searching for a new manager, would it be a case of considering Stellini if, peradventure, he does well with them for these final 10 games of the season, or it should be a case of Tottenham saying, because they seem to love former Chelsea managers. These coaches have called that ex-Chelsea managers.
They might try to lure Thomas Tuchel.
Bayern were wise. Because imagine if Bayern had delayed small before announcing
Tuchel.
Tottenham for Joe Rush, collect the guy, you know. I'm trying to think of which other ex-Chelsea manager is free now that they can go for.
Lampard.
Not true. Lampard, they're free. If he won't go for him. But Lampard never reached, with all due respect to him, sharp, more so what he did at Everton. But what do you think as to moving forward for Tottenham? You know, what needs to be corrected in this team to finally win a trophy? And which manager would you be advising them to go for? So now it's beyond managers. We've seen that managers come and go. Tottenham remain the same as to not winning trophies. You know, Barak remain the same, as they say, with soldiers. So what's the way forward to help Tottenham finally win the title? What do you think? Should it be a case of getting a new manager in at the end of the season when Stellini is done, sticking around with Stellini, or searching for a high-profile manager, another one in the mold of Mourinho and Conte? Or is there more that Tottenham have to do in that team, and what is that more they need to do in this quest to win a trophy, something, even if it's Carabao Cup, just to win something sooner rather than later and silence every hater?
In as much as, you know, Antonio Conte's method of passing off on their information might have been wrong, I think his overall message wasn't right. Okay. Tottenham Hotspur seem to have little to no motivation at some periods in a game, and you cannot if you're going to be a top team, you can't afford to have that kind of inconsistency. And they've been so inconsistent for so long. And like you said, if I have a problem with you, I have a problem with Mr. Emmanuel, I have a problem with Chidi, I have a problem with everybody in the team, I'm still thinking everybody is wrong, then there's definitely something wrong with me. And if I'm being honest, since they sacked Mauricio Pochettino, the team hasn't really changed. The main fulcrum of the team still dead there. You know, at so least in the striking department. You know, they even, imagine, Kieran Trippier, it was not the same Tottenham team. Now he's at Newcastle. He's not in Real Madrid, though. He's at Newcastle in the same Premier League that these same Spurs are being. And Newcastle have two games in hand, and they are 2 points behind Tottenham Hotspur. After a week where they lost to both City and Manchester and Liverpool. You know, so personally, I think Antonio Conte was right. He's saying that came out, and obviously it would look bad with anybody, right? He's a top class manager, obviously, but I'm personally thinking that I might have spoiled his chances with a few clubs, because I mean, if I know that if things don't go right, you come outside and start coming for my players, the likelihood of me employing you is going to be very low.
Well, you know, again, he's always very vocal. He left Inter, for example, after winning the Serie A title with them because he thought they didn't have enough money to strengthen the squad. He won Serie A with them and then they sold Lukaku to Chelsea again.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's like, wait.
So you people just want me to be suffering? Literally.
And the thing about him is when you look at the trajectory around his career, for most of the teams he's coached, he's been at Juventus for like three years in a row. But for all of these clubs, he wins something in the first 2 years. You know, Chelsea was there for 2 years, Tottenham 2 years now, Inter 2 years. And even if he doesn't win the first season, by the next season he wins. But the Tottenham project didn't look like a project where he was going to win something in the second season. And the man is like, you know, I have to say this thing.
When, what manager was it? Okay, so when Arsene Wenger was saying that making the top four was a trophy, teams weren't understanding. But now teams do understand, and now it's even more difficult because the number of teams who can invest. I mean, Nottingham Forest brought in 30 players, 30 players, and they are a side that just coming from relegation, right? So, if we're being very, very honest, I feel like now more than ever, Spurs needs an overhaul in general. If it's the players, I think. You know, Spurs have been linked to names like Nagelsmann. I think if that happens, there's going to be a huge overhaul. A lot of players are going to leave because a lot of players are subpar. A lot of players are just okay. And in the English Premier League, if you're going to be a top four side, it's going to be competing for things and you're going to be shuffling it around like the way today, this season, Chelsea will win FA Cup. Next season is City that win the FA Cup. Formula. If you're going to be sharing part of that sharing formula, you have to have players who are consistent enough, at least in cup games, that they can win you something. And Tottenham don't have those players.
So if that's the case, then Conte has a point that as Tottenham, you guys need to spend more. But again, I'm sure that people who pick out names of players that Spurs have bought. Spurs, it's not like they haven't spent at all too. You know, they gave Conte, he signed some players now before the start of the second season. So again, you guys can speak to Ross. Yeah, moving ahead for Tottenham Hotspur. I know that there are more fans of the other London teams in Arsenal and Chelsea than Tottenham would dream of having in this part of the world. That's Nigeria. But who knows, man? Who knows if they become a very successful team in the near future?
I mean, we have City fans in
everybody
Nigeria.
Will jump on them, yeah. So they just need to start winning stuff. But what do you think the problem is, guys? Because if for 15 years Tottenham has not won a single trophy, what now should they need to, or what now, sorry, do they have to do now that Conte is off? Which coach do you recommend, you know, act like an advisor to Tottenham and for Tottenham
and
now?
Daniel Levy.
Which coach would you recommend to Daniel Levy, who runs things for Tottenham? Which coach can do that magic, can be that magic wand for them? And
feel that and magic in the air. Let's
get to ale.
I'm sorry.
and what do Spurs have to do in this life on earth? Because 15 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
To not win any trophy at all. We're not seeing Premier League. To win something, even Carabao Cup, you cannot win. Talk to us if you don't mind. Drop your comments on.
So, Harry Kane, they Spurs. You see the England national team. Najikwe for that guy, to be honest.
Be record goal scorer for Spurs. Be record goal scorer
for England. The two teams will no agree win anything.
Highly spiritual.
Spiritual.
In the words of Wizkid.
Yeah.
Everybody say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. On that note, let's make you the star, even though you're not a boy. By going to the phone lines to hear from you.
That was quite coy.
Hello, good evening. Line one acting
this
up.
This person
a
just wasted the opportunity to say ahoy.
I did tell you, just missed out really from playing with us, you know, play with us with our toy, you know.
That came out wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Vani, what's up? I did.
I did, but wow.
Zuma.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
You want us to advise?
I beg, just be a special advisor on Tottenham affairs now, please.
Okay. They should come for Munich now.
Which kind of life be this now? This kind of, but no, he's a great manager. But what I'm trying to say is, we know it's not going to happen now.
Oh, more, it can happen now.
Yeah.
No, they're damn good.
You find well done,
guys.
Thank you so much, okay? Well done to you, and well done to France too, who have finally taken the lead against the Republic of Ireland. Branish, that's all. That's, I don't know why did I stutter. That's what made you shout, yeah?
Yeah, that's what made me do a wow. The Republic of Ireland misplaced pass right in front of the 18-yard area. I mean, you've got to give those passes better. And I think that was Benjamin Pavard.
Yes, so
struck it nice and clean. Just clipped the underside of the bar. Nothing that the goalkeeper could do was already beyond him before he could even get to it. And the strike was clean. just glanced off the underside of the bar, as I said, and ended up in the back of the net. Really good strike from Benjamin Pavard. One goal in one match so far in this recent campaign for France, for Les Bleus. Looking really, really good for them. They were dominating play, but, you know, Ireland were doing initial gra-gra. Now they have Colette. Wow, wow, wow.
Maybe Ireland were acting like there was some Highland, but now they brought them
They said they get Highland.
They brought them low now, bro. Lowland for them. France starting the second half on a high. Pavard, the spelling of the name is Pavard, and that goal was like something that
came from Harvard.
Studied in Harvard. Let's go for another commercial break. When we return, we'll focus on the Nigeria Professional Football League results of games from match day 10 yesterday, and then delve into FIFA and how much money they want to give clubs who release players to play in the World Cup. There's more to come right here on Game On. Stay with us.
It is Piff of the Johnsons, and you are listening to Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info.
Thank you very much for that one, Spiff. Samuel Ajibola. Welcome back to the show. Game on. It's a fallout. Welcome back to the show. Game on. It's a fallout. Final 30 minutes for myself and the Brownish. My name is Chuma Noli. Thank you for always coming through with your thoughts beyond listening to us. There's WhatsApp, there's Twitter, and there's the phone lines available for more of those comments of yours. In fact, I'm running to WhatsApp immediately before the commercial break. We're speaking about Tottenham Hotspur and giving you the title of becoming special advisor on Tottenham Hotspur affairs. Now that they've let Antonio Conte go and they have an assistant manager who will take charge as interim boss till the end of the season, what next? Advise Tottenham. For 15 years, they have not won a single trophy. What did they have to do to get it right? Despite having Mourinho in the past and Conte and Pochettino, there's still no win trophy. So what in the wahala? You know, why is their performance so scruffy in that quest to win a trophy? Does Daniel Levy just have to go and sit back and drink coffee, you know, to make it happen? I don't know. You could talk to us. Yeah, I don't know. Is he getting stuffy at Spurs?
Maybe he should take a toffee.
You take a toffee. Over now to your thoughts on WhatsApp. Ima Lagos says, I beg Daniel Levy should go and coach Tottenham. Kane should have jackpot to Bayern, but he wants to remain trophy-less. Any coach just wants to chop their money because they will eventually get sacked. Hi, Chuman. Brownish Spurs typifies the phrase. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Changing manager thinking they will bring the trophies is deceit to themselves. Levy needs a sporting director and not him being on the boardroom recruitment and day-to-day running of the team. The problem is Daniel Levy. Okay, since Alan Sugar left at the helm of affairs, no owner has given a manager at Spurs the freedom and patience to build the team. The best bet for them is to bring back Mauricio Pochettino. Chris listening from Accra. Shout out to you. My guy himself, Chris Enanozie, thanks for your thoughts all the way from Accra in Ghana. Now, to this on WhatsApp, another one. Adiola from Ikorodu says, let's be honest, Nigeria has been relying on individual brilliance for as long as for a while as a team, okay? And it's ironic how two coaches fought earlier in the season and one got hired and one fired in the same weekend, Conte and Tuchel. Ironic stuff, he says. Okay, yeah, that handshake thing. Look me in my eyes and shake me. You're shaking me. Conte and Tuchel. So you're going back to that and you're saying, while one was hired just recently, the other one got fired. All this within the space of like 48, 72 hours, yeah? Good evening. Abiodun from Irua in Oyo State says, please, Daniel Levy is Tottenham's problem. The man is a businessman. Thanks. Well done, Chuma and Brownish. My name is Sally from Oregon in Ikeja. I go with the lady that asked if they give highest goal scorer award in the qualifiers, because if this is what these guys plan to go and play at the Africa Cup of Nations, Omo, I'm sorry for Nigeria. Now, disgrace, we go take come back home. Them go collect water porously, he says. All right, Sally, thanks for that. Yeah, he's just sharing those thoughts that we got earlier from Esther, who had said, guys playing for top goal scorer, why are they all playing like they want to score for themselves, all by themselves and with themselves? Ikenna from Ojo says they should inject money into the team. That's Tottenham now, into the club. Quality players are needed. The problem is not the coach, but the club. That's his summation of where Tottenham Hotspur are now. The reason they haven't won a trophy in 15 years. 600 years. Spanish.
600 years. Course. Upon. Wow.
We're not swearing for them.
We're not shaking for them, please.
Let's go to updates for you for the live matches that we're covering now.
in the qualifying race for Euro 2024. Netherlands 2, Gibraltar 0 after 57 minutes. Nathan Ake with the second goal after Brownish's friend Memphis Tillepay. Memphis Depay had scored the opening goal for them in the first half. And it's still France leading the Republic of Ireland by a goal to nothing. Fantastic goal from Benjamin Pavard, ensuring that the French have the advantage in that. It's going to be two wins out of two for them if they can maintain that scoreline or even better it. We've seen an hour of football played in Group E, where it's Moldova 0, Czech Republic 0, Poland 1, Albania 0. In Group F, Austria 0, Estonia 1, Sweden 1, Azerbaijan 0. And in Group G, Hungary. We said they really were a hungry bunch. They've scored a third goal now. They lead by 3-0 against Bulgaria, India area. Yes. And there's some level of hysteria in that territory, isn't there? I can just touch on a few more results.
Somebody
now
called Eukarya.
Bro, at the rate you're speaking now, you need to go to see a movie in a certain galleria. Because I know you love animations, and I don't want you to be sick with malaria.
I love it.
Yeah, I know that you love it. Thank you, thank you. Montenegro 0, Serbia 0 is another current scoreline in the qualifying series for Euro 2024. Right here on the African continent, more matches for AFCON 2023. Ethiopia 1, Guinea 2. It's a halftime scoreline. And what else? You know what time it is? Obede de Pombede.
You know what time it is.
Sudan 0, Gabon 0. That match has just kicked off about 4 minutes ago. On that note, let's touch on the Nigeria Premier Football League, because we saw a return of hostilities in the number one league in our country after a mid-season break. Second half of the season is now up and running. And looks like one thing is certain. A team that have endurance, they're giving their fans assurance. The name of that team is Insurance of Benin.
National Football League.
It's a great shot. And what a goal that is! What a goal! Goal, goal, El Do, Endeman, Nigerian Professional Football League. One nation, one game, one goal for all. Our league, upright, uniting us as one. Goal is goal, we speak one language. Goal is goal, we speak one language.
I had to allow that part play, really. Now, better league, and we hope it can be even much better. The best league on the African continent in the years to come, hopefully, if we organize ourselves right here. Akwa United beat Shooting Stars by 2-0. Sorry, that's in Group A for match day 10. Enyimba, I'm going to come to that game shortly. That was the star match for the weekend. Akwa United beat Elkanemi Warriors by 2-0. It ended Plateau United 2, Gombe United 0. Remo Stars 1, Nasarawa United 0. And in Group B, Enugu Rangers played at home, so they were not strangers as they overcame dangers, beating Bayelsa United by 2-1. Doma United were 2-0 better than 2-0 winners over Lobi Stars. Better way to put it, Chuma. And Rivers United shared the spoils 1-1 against Abia Warriors at the Adokia Amaechi Marker Stadium in Port Harcourt, while Remo Stars, I spoke about that earlier, while Wiki Tourist and Sunshine Stars played out a 1-1 draw also in Group B. Now, the star match for the weekend was in Group A at the Enyimba Stadium in Aba. The People's Elephants caught the first goal in the game. Chukwu Emeka Obioma with that goal in the 44th minute. If you listened to our coverage of Football Frenzy yesterday on Nigeria Info, you would have heard the live description of that goal from our correspondent Adeze Michael, who was in the stadium covering the game. And it was while we were speaking to her for reports from the stadium that Enyimba got that penalty, and she had to describe the penalty goal for us live on air. But despite the excitement from the Aba fans, Insurance of Benin fought back. Imade scoring the leveler. He really has been in glorious form for that team this season in the 80th minute. And Finidi George and Enyimba had to be content with the two sides playing out a 1-1 draw.
We're not happy, definitely we're not happy. I thought that free kick would have done better. I think they broke the wall and that ball passed through, which is not supposed to happen. You as a player, you stand, you take that hit, you know. And at the point the wall got open and the ball passed through, and there was nothing the keeper could do about it.
Yeah, you could feel it from his voice. Finidi George not happy that Enyimba couldn't get all 3 points from that game. What that means is Insurance are still unbeaten after 10 games in the Nigeria Premier Football League. Now, when they started, people thought it was a fluke. Okay, then just they do initial gra-gra, IGG. They will soon be humble. They will soon welcome them officially to the top division. When they go away from home, it will not be easy to get points. They've gone away from home several times, like 6 times this season. Is that like 5 times this season? And they still never lock them up for prison. You know, they every time you think they are dead, they come out like a team that have a reason, you know. They're giving their fans a reason to believe in them. And bro, that's simply impeccable what the Insurance of Benin are doing, you know, being on top of the Group A standings. And at this stage, honestly, for a team who you want to have a condescending approach towards, based on their form, they should be favourites to even win the league title this term.
Actually, to be honest, I love seeing what's going on in the NPFL right now.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, you know, Insurance are able to go away from home and manage to even get wins, get draws. Man. It says a lot about the growth of the NPFL. There was a time when it was your home fixtures that you were guaranteed points. In fact, the bigger clubs are guaranteed points at home. And, you know, we used to have this speculation that why is it that teams rarely ever lose at home? Now in the NPFL, if you Jones, you go collect water. Do you understand? And it just shows the level of competitiveness and the level of the streamlined growth. There's a path. And I love the fact also that this, it might just be that this format favors them, but the fact is, even if it was in the original format, they would still have played the same number of games. And there's no guarantee that they would not have... Okay, maybe they might have faced some of the teams that were in Group B. And that might have changed things. United, yeah, you know, but I really doubt that. I feel like Bendel Insurance came into this season... How would I put it? They came into the season ready.
Really, yeah.
It's like I was saying yesterday with Tony, when somebody said, oh, that Nigerians, we have offended God, and that's why we are losing and all of that and all of that. And I was like, nah, that's not why we're losing. Okay. We're losing because there's no structure to our football. We can even see it on the pitch. We don't even know. It almost seems like we don't know what formation we're playing. The players, it's just like they brought people in from the streets to come and start playing together. But you can clearly see that Bendel Insurance, they have a game plan. There's adequate in-game management. You can see when the game is not going their way or when, you know, they are not dominating, they make a few tweaks. The players evolve while they are in-game, and I think that's huge growth. I don't know if it will be consistent enough to cause a continuous problem for MPFL teams, even to the end of the season and after the season, but right now they are doing it and they are getting it right, and I feel like before they are found out, they could possibly achieve something.
Yeah, because you would have thought that at the end of the first stanza of the season, they would have been found out and guys would study them and
exactly
them in the second half, but second half of the season comes alive and their first game
they faced arguably their most difficult opposition in the league this season.
Away from home, for that matter, the People's Elephant, taken by the most successful Nigerian club ever, have won more league titles than anybody else, and also are the only Nigerian team to have won the CAF Champions League. They've done it a couple of times, for that matter. So, glorious stuff from this Insurance team. They top Group A. They have 24 points from 10 matches. That means they've dropped only 6 points all season so far. You know, 7 wins and 3 draws, no defeats. It's not something like a joking stuff at all.
It's killy, baby.
I'm telling you, it's like, man. Aqua United are second best, and they are 6 points behind Insurance. They have 18 points. Plateau United third in that group, 17 points. Aimba fourth. The People's Elephants have 17 points, just like Remo Stars, who are currently fifth best in Group A. In Group B, what's gonna be is gonna be. In Group B, yeah, here we go with the standings. It is Rivers United, the team I support. Well done. Thank you.
Yes, they are topping Group B.
Don't mention. We know ourselves.
Thank you.
They have 19 points from 10 matches. Lobi Stars are second with 19 points too, like the pride of Rivers. Sunshine Stars currently third best, and they have 16 points. And there's Abia Warriors fourth with 15 points, with Niger Tornadoes, sixth. Yeah, Doma United are the ones who are fifth, and they have 15 points too. There's still a handful of games to the end of the regular season before we get into the playoffs to decide who wins or which team will emerge as champions of the Nigeria Premier Football League for the 2022-2023 season. Still France leading Republic of Ireland by a goal to nothing. Antoine Griezmann just had a free kick. Mbappe was trying to get to the ball. Somebody tugged his jersey, just a little touch, and then he fell down like they kicked him or something. And he was telling referee, referee, I'll find a penalty. Referee said, Charlie, stand up, I beg.
See, Charlie, you'll be the bomb, baby.
Stand up, stand up. Open the pump, baby.
Open the pump, baby.
You know what time it is, man? What else? You know what
exactly,
time it is?
Exactly, that's what the ref told him. What else?
What else do you want from me in this life? Okay, we want more from FIFA. And that's what the clubs have been telling them. You know, you guys want more from us. You want us to release our players for the FIFA World Cup. You want us to also come and play in the FIFA Club World Cup. What are we getting in return? There's something from FIFA for these clubs. More money.
Cup with 24 teams who should have taken place in 2021. This event was postponed because of COVID. The new Men's Club World Cup will therefore take place in 2025 and will feature 32 teams, the best teams in the world. Of course, the details, slot allocation and so on still need to be discussed, agreed and decided, but the 32-team tournament will go ahead, making it really like a World Cup, like this World Cup with 32.
That's the president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino. He was speaking a while ago about the expansion of the FIFA Club World Cup and the plans to make it a proper World Cup, but at club level this time around. And let's speak about the main World Cup itself before we even get to that Club World Cup, because FIFA's compensation to clubs that release players for the Men's World Cup, FIFA have increased that compensation by nearly 70% for the 2026, 20 and 2030 World Cups, and they've increased that amount to $355 million for clubs. It's going to be shared across clubs that release players for the 2026 World Cup and also the 2030 World Cup. Now, the previous amount for clubs that did that for the 2018 World Cup in Russia and what we had in Qatar last year was £209 million. So now it's going to be £355 million. That's a 70% increment. FIFA trying to do all they can to pacify these clubs and satisfy these clubs too. We know earlier this month FIFA announced that 32 team club World Cup away from the main World Cup now, and that's going to be played every 4 years from June 2025, replacing its annual competition that featured 7 teams. And FIFA at the same time too, just trying to ensure that these clubs are happy to work with them and have these players available for each of these competitions, the Men's World Cup, the Club World Cup and all that. And again, these clubs need more money, so this is more money coming their way from FIFA. The more money we come across, the more problems we bring. I'm not sure, I know that's what cost while for FIFA, Sha. I'm not sure.
FIFA just wants every money that is coming in to just be streamlined through them. They say, okay.
So we'll give you, but let it come through our channel.
Super League, say, oh, you people are going to be collecting more money than FIFA is going to be giving you people. Bam, one head like that.
So like, if I'm say, Popo Tigbo, Super League and Popo Tigbo. let the money come through FIFA.
Let the money come through FIFA.
To the rest of
if, you was, if the Super League was FIFA idea, bam, once. They for done.
Fine sponsor, Shapali.
Once.
Or Chelsea wanted to join the Super League that time.
And but they know Super
pulled
again.
Out. They pulled out like others. And then their owner now had issues because he's from Russia, the former owner. And then they now told him, Chale, we're taking this club from you.
In fact,
people cannot sell tickets. People cannot do this. The club is under administration and all that. Now the team don't concourse Chelsea.
Mm.
Yes, you can have that anthem beneath my voice, because Chelsea unfortunately recorded an overall net loss of £121.3 million.
Wow.
For the 2021-2022 season. I'll take that again. Chelsea recorded an overall net loss of £121.3 million. That's a loss due to extraordinary expenses and loss of revenue, with the club blaming sanctions that were imposed on previous owner Roman Abramovich by the Premier League. They're saying that that's why their loss was that massive. £121.3 million that Chelsea lost. That's for 2021-2022. When they come out how much this guy don't spend the same players, by the time they're calculating for 2022-2023, we'll wait for that time to find out if they will make games.
Chelsea will not be telling them, you know, say money no be problem.
My brother, what else, man? You know what time it is for Chelsea, man. Obedi the pawn better.
We need to go to Ghana, Brownish. Seriously. We were sounding
actually.
This
Ghana or South Africa? Yeah, personally, I don't mind. I actually promised myself I would go to Morocco this year. And if I don't go, you go pay me.
There's still time for you to make it happen, Chad.
God, I beg.
Yeah.
Brands, can you hear that?
I hope you're not branched from there to Spain because you know far.
No, I won't head like that.
Okay, just do Morocco and come back. Okay. Well, let's go to you one final story, and then I'll just give you headlines from other sports, and I and Brownish can wrap things up on the show, which will come to an end by 7, make that 9:30, sorry. Now, there's IFAB, the body that comes through with rules and regulations for football. And over the weekend, we found out that from the 1st of July, they will give us a new reply that goalkeepers will have to comply with as to penalties. Now, this is what the rule will look like, or the rules will look like. Goalkeepers cannot touch goalposts and the net anymore. All those psychological things they used to do so that they unsettle rival players, they cannot do it. They cannot delay the execution of the penalty anymore. That thing where Brownish wants to take the penalty, me as goalkeeper, I'll now come and walk to him, tell him something, touch the ball, be buying time, no way. They cannot unfairly distract the taker of the penalty again. That thing of that, you want to come out and start saying, Messi, put it to my right. I put it to you. They cannot do it anymore. Behaviors that fail to show respect to you. You know that thing that Emiliano Martinez was doing for Argentina in the World Cup, hey, against the Netherlands and then France during penalty kicks. So goalkeepers will be stopped from doing all of these things. And somehow it feels to me like, yeah, all these things are to give advantage to the penalty takers. First off, that time they said goalkeepers again cannot move their leg from the
exactly from the goal
line. As in, what do you want make keepers do?
For this so line? May they just stand. So,
as in, they are robots, iRobots, just stand there.
See, why are they overdoing?
Do you think that this is helping
the game? I think it's just ruining the game.
Are you serious?
All these things are parts of the game. It's like saying boxers shouldn't insult themselves before they go into the boxing ring. It just takes away from the intensity of the game. We understand that we want a good, clean game, but all these mind games follow inside.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it's like, why are they so infantilizing the football? Football is a contact sport.
Yeah,
it's supposed to have grit. It's supposed to have, you know, rough housery. You're supposed to be, people are supposed to be at, almost on the verge of exchanging blows. There's supposed to be drama, you know. It just feels like, I think this what happened at the World Cup contributed to it. Obviously,
your man Martinez didn't help.
Yeah, Emiliano Martinez. Emi is just a problem. He's a problem. He has made them, they have started punishing all goalkeepers because
of him. Making me think the way you call this first name, really. You know, because he was full of drama. So does he deserve an Emmy? Emmy Award. Emiliano.
I see what you did there. But seriously, though, yeah. I personally feel like all of these things are all included. Because the thing is, when you're under penalty spot, you're, as a goalkeeper, you are already at a disadvantage.
Mm.
Right, the only disadvantage that the player might have is that maybe tension go the whole arm, and tension know the whole experienced players, if you know what I mean. Right, they can have a bad day when they miss a penalty, but tension know they really they hold them because in the end they are still experienced players, and that's the only, because it's the most advantageous play of the entire game, a penalty, right? So all these things should be, at the very least, I feel like if there's anybody that needs to be given an advantage, it's the goalkeeper. But now, anything you do, they retake the penalty. So what exactly is the point?
What the thing now means is the moment Brownish has a penalty, he drops the ball and Chuma just goes straight and stands the goalpost.
And stand on the line,
and then just wait. Brownish, take it. Let me see if I can save it. So no time wasting, no unfair distraction to the taker. Goalkeepers cannot touch the goalpost and net anymore. That thing they used to do, go and touch goalpost, touch net. And they have to show respect. So any behavior that doesn't show respect,
everything. In fact, now if you want to take penalty, say, God bless you, sir. Senior man. Well done, boss. Before you take penalty, you must show respect.
Say, Messi, no vex, take a penalty. Yeah.
Senior man.
I respect you, Messi.
Agba.
Yeah, your face show your shoe shine.
Your face show your shoe shine.
Okay, we'll just wrap up the show by taking a few of your thoughts, because we're out of here by 9:25. There's a commercial break, and I think Ian Brownish just have to wrap things up before that break. Second seat, Stefano CC pass.
Don't see pass.
I tell you, he not even did distracted as fine CC pass too. he survived the scare at the Miami Open 2
to win his game and progress into the next round of that competition, winning 6-3, 4-6, 6-4, and setting up a last 16 clash against Karen Chachanov. That's really some exciting stuff, that one. On WhatsApp, good evening over those. Okay, no, that's an old message. Good evening, Femi and the gang. Nice work y'all are doing. Where are those old cast of yours, the likes of Tope, Cole, really? Salem and Co? I have really missed that.
You're still looking for Tipsy and Salem.
Dre from Cyril Leary. They're all doing well in their respective rights. Okay, they're doing great. Yeah, and this one from Wisdom from Ipaja says, I'm on a textbook BD soon because your name is Wisdom. Oh boy.
Second says, letter to Femi and the gang.
As I tell you, first, Spurs need to bring in Nagelsmann, then change the back line, midfield, and dispose the lazy and old players. The attack is all right, but they can sell Kane to really see other strikers perform. Secondly, give the coach full control like Ten Hag at Manchester United. Let him call all the shots, and there will definitely be a difference. Bro, thank you. I really appreciate you. You really took that role as SA. On Tottenham Hotspur.
Special advisor to Daniel Levy.
Thank you so much. Brownish, we have to leave here. Thanks for being on the show.
I mean, it was a pleasure. You know, it's always a pleasure when we do this together. So shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that listened to us. And shout out to everybody that goes to follow us on social media at Fight Your Official. Yeah. Come follow us. Let's be chubby Instagram influencer money. It's also the same thing on Twitter as well at Fight Your Official. You can follow me personally at AM Brownish. That's something that I like with, you know, the 5G handle. My handle on Instagram and on Twitter are the same.
Similarity.
It's AM Brownish. It's AMBROWNISH. We can continue the conversation over there.
A similarity brings popularity.
In it.
And my name is Chuma Noli for clarity. You can check me out for charity on social media. Just saying though, check me out on Twitter and Instagram at CHUMANNOLI. That's Chuma Noli. And you can also check me out at Chuma Rhymes. All right. I'll follow you back on that very handle at Chuma Rhymes. Enjoy your evening. This is Nigerian Info.